This is Falklands Radio News.
Hello and welcome to Falklands Radio News with me, Chris Ball.
I'm Brian Jameson. My wife Kerry and I live at South Harbour on West Falkland, and we've been here for 15 years now. People will likely know Kerry as a boss at Water Workshop, and they may know me as a bit of a vocal advocate for improved connectivity for the Falklands, particularly through Starlink.
So you're joining me today to talk about the new Facebook group that's got a lot of members joining it, The People of the Falklands versus FIG, Human Rights and Freedom to Connect. As a group, you have launched a petition. What are the aims of this petition?
We've got two aims, Chris. The first is to reduce the licence fee for personal visa use. Currently, it's at £5,400 a year, and we'd like that reduced to something that's much more in line with licence fees that are in operation elsewhere. We know that St Helena and Ascension now have significantly improved access to the internet, and these two places, like the Falklands, have an exclusive licence with Sure to provide telecoms and communications, but both of them now have, they both permit the population's significantly better access to the internet through new channels. So into St Helena, there's the Equiano subsea cable, and for Ascension, it has the use of Starlink. So if we adopt a reasonable licence fee, that will allow islanders, companies and directorates the freedom to make use of Starlink or other VSAT services. Not all customers might want to make that jump. For example, Starlink doesn't provide you with an email account. So if you want to maintain your horizon.co.fk email address, you would need to maintain a Sure broadband account. Our second aim is that we're looking for the comms regulator to grant approval to Starlink to operate their domestic tariff. Right at the moment, the only option is the global roaming tariff, which is currently set at some £380 per month. A residential tariff, on the other hand, tends to be around the £100 mark.
And I believe that cost for the global roaming tariff has almost doubled recently.
That's right. Yeah. What seems to have happened there is that there'd been a bit of a furore about people making use of global roaming tariff to get into countries where Starlink is not officially recognised. Sadly, the Falklands actually comes into that bracket, and it would be fantastic for the comms regulator to grant approval for local use of Starlink.
So how have you as a group come to decide these aims?
What we've actually done is just sit down and read through the legislation, and what we realised is that rather than try to make any sort of wholesale change to the law, it would be much better to focus on getting the licence fee altered. That would hopefully be much easier to achieve, and it also allows the regulator to maintain control over the distribution of VSAT licences.
So it seems to me that the conversation been previously abolish the licence fee, but it seems that you're kind of a little bit more open to the idea of a licence fee now, but just a lower one. Is that right?
I think what we've tried to do, we think that there should be a fee. What would be reasonable is if that worked out at something like £15 a month. So that would be an equivalent of a low tariff for Sure, for example. That's in line with the example that's been set in Spain, which is about €10 a month. Interestingly, the fee for a VSAT licence in Ascension Island is actually £10 for a year, but I suspect that's a little too much to hope for.
And how optimistic are you of achieving your aims with this?
Well, I'm gratified to see that the membership of the Facebook group and the engagement of people is as big as it is. So I'm hoping that the petition will be taken seriously by our elected representatives. The group's almost got 1,000 members, so it's really quite clear that the subject of Starlink has generated a lot of interest. There's a lot of good questions and answers that are cropping up there. So I'm very optimistic that our MLAs will realise that there is a real appetite for change.
And so, Shaw have invested in technology such as OneWeb and a second geostationary satellite dish. Why are you so keen on Starlink as an option going forward?
When you actually get to examine a Starlink connection, you realise that it represents a huge jump, almost a seismic jump in bandwidth for people who are wanting or needing to download and also upload lots of data. So everything from households streaming movies from Netflix or Amazon Prime, or in the case of KEMH, to upload diagnostic data, or at the college, people are needing to attend remote lessons and interviews and so on. More and more business software is also cloud-based, and that is actually a real problem for quota-driven and low-speed connections.
And do you have an aim for an amount of signatures on the petition?
Well, I would love to see anything from perhaps 1 in 4 people to 1 in 3 people or more signing the petition. Not everyone's going to support the petition, and that's completely understandable. But I would hope that giving people a month to think on it, there could well be some good old family conversations going on around the dinner table in the next few weeks.
And where can people find a petition should they want to sign it, and how long have you got to do so?
Firstly, the closing date of the petition is the 28th of June. It's available right now at the mailroom at the Falkland Postal Service. It's available at the West Store, Waterfront, Teabury Caff, Shorty's Diner. It's available at Figas, Chandlery and the Chandlery Express, Stanley Services, Southern Imports, The Rose, The Vic, Pro Install, Rose's Cafe, the Plumbing and Electrical Store, and also in the West Store at MPC. And in Camp, on the West Island, it's available at Port Howard in both the club and the store. At Fox Bay, again, both the club and the store. And it's also available at Goose Green.
And if there's anyone out in Camp or one of the other islands who can't get to those locations out in Camp or Stanley, how can they sign a petition?
What they can do is they can either send a personal message or email Simon at simonv321@gmail.com, and he'll be able to send the petition for you to print and fill in and post back. We're keen that everyone has an opportunity to take part in this.
That was Brian Jameson speaking about the campaign to remove or reduce VSAT license fees.